This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka assures MCC will be passed with the consensus of all parties. Ward-level convention of main opposition CPN-UML starts today. And a record high number of migrant detentions at US-Mexico border. Now, the news in detail. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka has said that the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, will be passed only with the consensus of all the parties. Talking to journalists at Biratnagar Airport today, he said that it would be possible to pass the MCC only on the basis of consensus, adding that efforts were being made to reach the consensus. He further said that the MCC would not be passed without consensus among the parties. Stating that the Lipu Lake and Kalapani are part of Nepal, he said that he would study and move ahead with the discussions between the two countries. He said that he was studying the forwarded notes on the new map of Nepal and that the negotiation process would soon move forward. Stating that the General Convention of Nepali Congress would not be possible in November, he said that the General Convention could be held in the last week of December or the first week of January. He added that he estimated that the General Convention would not be possible within a month and a half as ward convention has not been held in some districts. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilendra Prasad Baru has said that the country faced a huge loss of lives and properties due to landslides, floods and inundation following unseasonal rainfall. At a program organized by Nepali Congress Kanchanpur this morning, Minister Baru said that the Prime Minister has paid special concern of relief and reconstruction. On a different note, he argued that the Nepali Congress has got responsibility to run the country, adding that the Nepali Congress has led the government for the success of the country and protection of the constitution. Similarly, Nepali Congress Central Committee member and former Minister Ramesh Lekhak said that Sudhir Pashim province was mostly hit hard due to floods and landslides. The Karnali Province Disaster Management Council has decided to provide a relief of ₹100,000 to families who lost a member in the October 12 bus accident. A meeting chaired by Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi yesterday decided to provide relief to the bereaved families. 33 people were killed in the Mugu bus accident. According to a press note issued by the Secretariat of the Chief Minister's Office, the meeting has also directed the authorities concerned to pay the families who lost members to COVID-19 as per the procedure of the relief distribution. Ward-level conventions of the main opposition CPN-UML are being held across the country today under the 10th National General Convention of the party. The ward convention will be virtually inaugurated by the party's president KP Sharma Oli. The ward level convention will be followed by municipality level convention starting on October 25. The 10th General Convention of the CPN-UML will be held in Chitwan Bagmati province from November 26 to 28. Electronic voting machines will be used for election purposes at the UML General Convention in Chitwan. Meanwhile, a meeting of the UML Standing Committee on Friday appointed Surendra Pandey as the co-coordinator of the 21-member Conventional Main Management Committee and Bishnu Rimal as the secretary and some other members of the committee. Likewise, during the meeting, UML Vice President and Coordinator of the 10-Point Proposal Implementation Facilitation Task Force, Dr. Bhim Bahadur Rawal, expressed his dissatisfaction over the non-implementation of the 10-Point Proposal and announced his resignation from the post. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of Province 2, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashim Province. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The United States says more than 1.7 million migrants were detained along its border with Mexico in the past 12 months, the highest number ever recorded. According to data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, more than 1 million of them were expelled to Mexico or their native countries. agents apprehended people from more than 160 countries. President Joe Biden's popularity in opinion polls has been sinking, partly as a result of his immigration policy. Mr. Biden promised a more humane immigration policy than his predecessor Donald Trump, but the U.S.-Mexico border has been engulfed in crisis for much of the Democrats' nine-month-old presidency. Experts from UK are saying a new mutated form of coronavirus that some are calling Delta Plus may spread more easily than regular Delta. The UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, has moved it up into the variant under investigation category to reflect this possible risk. There is no evidence yet that it causes worse illness, and scientists are confident that existing vaccines should still work well to protect people. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka assures MCC will be passed with the consensus of all parties. Ward-level convention of main opposition CPN-UML starts today. And record high number of migrant detentions at US-Mexico border. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.